Hi, this is a dictation with Lisa Drew. Date of service is 11/12/2024. LISADREW. Date of birth is 9/30/1975. Date of accident is 6/7/2024. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that she was involved in an automobile accident and was rear-ended while she was a restaurant driver of a car by an ambulance. She was hit more like a driver's side on the rear end. The impact caused her headaches, mostly to the front of the head, associated with ringing in the ear, loss of balance and blurred vision, as well as pain in the area of the neck and the right shoulder, severe pain in the lower back and numbness, tingling of the third and fourth finger of the right side. The patient was initially evaluated on 8/20/2024 and was found to have a carpal tunnel syndrome on the right wrist with positive Phalen sign and Tinel sign. The patient comes back for follow-up. She reports that she is undergoing a PRP injection and some other manipulation by her chiropractic physician for the right shoulder. She reports of a poor sleep. Pain level is around between 6 and 7. She reports usually the pain in the neck is around 4, right shoulder is 5, lower back is 4. ADLs are affected 5. 30% release is reported by the patient. In addition, patient also has undergone 1 epidural injection. And injection to the right shoulder and rotated cuff area on one time each. With a moderate release that patient has reported. Kindly review the records for ADLs. System review, additional history, substance abuse, and the compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 99/63, pulse 55, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same as previous visit of 10/17/2024, dictation number 1017-033. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times a day for the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder. Traction, massage, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture are added. Patient is allowed to work on a restricted duty at 6 hours, 5 days with 5-pound lifting limit and other additional limitations. Is provided with the following medication: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach relief and protection, Ultrime 50 mg PRN was provided for pain relief, and it was actually later on withdrawn since patient is already on and medications from her personal physician, primary care physician, for oxycodone, and it was an honest mistake. Allovil 50 mg at night is provided for relief with the pain and GAD disorder. Xanax was provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety. Lyrica is provided 50 mg PRN for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Tens unit has been ordered, a TBI test with Helix Laboratory was ordered to identify the issue with the TBI. Right wrist brace was provided and the patient has been offered injection for carpal tunnel and epidural injection and the right shoulder injection. Her MRIs were discussed at length. All the options have been discussed, and patient will be reviewed in 30 days' time. Thank you.